Today's message is A Woman of Faith and Power by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
And he grew in his foolery. But she married him. David comes with this, as he's fleeing to fighting off Saul and his army against him. He comes to, and his men, they're famished and they need refreshment. And he says, go to the owner of that land there and tell him David's here and I need some food and some rations and see if he can help us. And Nabal says, who's this David? Some runaway slave? I ain't helping nobody. And David said, what? He gonna diss me? He better put some respect on my name. He said, I'm gonna kill every man, him, and every man connect with him. And Abigail quickly says, give me some wine, give me some bread, and she runs out to intercede. Come on now. We need some women who know how to intercede if you're married to a fool. Right in this section. She interceded. Because this fool was about to get everybody killed. So she had to intercede for fool. And when she interceded, David was entreated of her. And the people were not killed. But she had to take a chance in order to spare her family. Faith makes you take chances and believe it that God is going to back me up. Remember Esther? Esther was a woman of faith who took a chance. Mordecai said, listen, I know you're cute and everything, and you won the beauty contest, but that ain't just why you're here. God has brought you and put you into this place as the queen, as the first lady over this kingdom, not to be cute right now, but to save his people. And he said, what you need to do is get yourself together and go and intercede on behalf of the people to the king. And she was scared at first, but faith rose up in her. And when faith rose up in her, she sends the word back to her uncle in Esther 4 and 16. She said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast for me. Don't eat or drink days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. So I will go unto the king, which is not according to the law. I know I'm violating some protocol right now. I know this is not the way things usually work. Oh, but God, I'm a woman of faith right now. And I believe God getting ready to do something unusual. God getting ready to change some protocol. God getting ready to rearrange some things for me. Because when the favor of God is in on my life, rules change for me. People would say no, say yes. And people would say yes, say no. And people would not help me end up helping me, and people would not bless me end up blessing me. And so she said, because faith has risen up in me, I'm going to go before the king. And then the famous words, the only word that some of us know from the book of Esther, Esther 4:16, and if I perish, I perish. I'm not scared. I'm willing to take this risk. The woman with the issue of blood was willing to take the risk to deal with her issue. Thirdly, a woman of faith refuses to be moved by her circumstances. Refuses to be moved by her circumstances. Mark 5 and verse 26. It tells us that this woman had suffered many things of many physicians. She'd been poked on, pried on, pulled, pushed, examined. She'd been through all these things, diagnostic studies, treatment, physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, injections, herbs, vitamins. Come on, y'all know how we do. Everybody got a solution for what you need to do. Well, my mama used to mix a little whiskey. I had a cold one time. Somebody brought me some liquor. Said, Pat, you need to just try a little bit of this, man. As soon as I drink and come up here drunk, you're going to tell everybody. She had suffered many things of many physicians. She hadn't been to one doctor. She'd been to several doctors, several specialists, Referral after referral after referral after referral. Deductible after deductible after deductible. Copay after copay after copay. Oh, y'all, come on now. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We get to play. God, I need you to fix this thing. Many things, many physicians, she has spent all. You know, a lot of people see poverty in everything in the scripture. And a lot of people let's say, this poor woman. This woman wasn't always poor. This woman had money at one point. And the reason, and the evidence that she had money, she had been many doctors. You don't go see many doctors for free. Especially if you start going up the chain. Because they know that as you go up the chain to the specialist, they know you, it's getting real desperate now. And they want their money ahead of time. I had to have a surgery back in January. I did it in Tampa, Florida. And I contacted these people over the internet. They said, all right, we'll review your medical record. $1,750. Not $17.50. $1,750. We will review your, that was called the consultation. I ain't talked to no doctor. I ain't seen no doctor. They reviewed my medical record to say whether I'm qualified to have the surgery. That was a consultation fee. I was suffering things of physicians. She had suffered many things of many physicians. And she spent all. She spent all her money trying to get better. But look what happened. Instead of getting better, she got worse. How many of you know when you just spent all your money trying to get better and get worse, you're mad at somebody? But this woman could not get so mad and so angry that she gave up on what she believed in God for. I don't care what you've been through. You got to hold on to your promise. I don't care how bad it's looking right now. You got to say, I still believe God. Hallelujah. Things didn't get better. Things got worse. The more treatment she got worse. The more doctors she saw, she got worse. The more people she consulted with, she got worse. Things got worse. And the Bible said, nothing got better. This is a situation that can make you bitter. This is a situation that make you leave God, forget the church. I ain't selling no more seed. I done sowed seed. I ain't confessing nothing no more. Don't touch and agree with me about nothing. Don't give me no scriptures. None of this stuff works. But she still believed Jesus is a healer. She still believed my God can work a miracle in my life. So despite her circumstance, she stayed in expectation. Come on, tell a sister around you. Say, stay in expectation. She had unwavering expectation. She believed Proverbs 23:18, for surely there is an end, and my expectation shall not be cut off. There will be an end. I'm so glad the songwriter said many years ago that troubles don't last always. Glory to God. There is going to be an end. There's going to be a harvest. My expectation is of him. It will not be cut off. Devil, you will not make me backslide. No, I will not cuss God and die. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow, but if it don't happen on Saturday, I believe it's going to happen on Sunday. And if it don't happen on Sunday, I believe it's going to happen on Monday. Suppose it don't happen on Monday, I believe it's going to happen on Tuesday. Suppose it don't happen on Tuesday, I believe it's going to happen on Wednesday. And if it don't happen on Wednesday, it ain't going to happen on Thursday or Friday. And if it don't happen on Thursday or Friday, well, here goes another week. As long as I got weeks and God's still God, any day now, God can turn my situation around. Can somebody say, I still believe God? I'm telling you, ladies, don't get bitter. Get strong in your faith. Don't get angry. Get stronger in your faith. So despite her circumstance, she stayed in expectation. Expectation, I heard somebody say, is the breeding ground for miracles. Say that. Say, my expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. The Bible said Jesus went to his homeland, his own country, went back to the hood where he grew up. You know, the projects we used to live in, and the trailer park used to live in, and back to his old high school. And when the Bible said with all his power, he could there do no mighty miracle because of their unbelief. Why? They expected nothing of him because we know him. We're familiar with him. But when there's expectation, it's a breeding ground for miracles. Fourthly, woman of faith is persistent. Everybody say persistent. Come on, look at this thing. Note that 12 years. 12 years. And she was persistent in pursuit of her healing. She wasn't, oh, this is so good. She didn't say, well, oh, this is so good, y'all. Some people going to be healed and some people not going to be healed. She didn't say, well, you know, we all got to die with something. Some people die of cancer. I'm going to die bleeding. 12 years stayed in faith. 12 years still believing for breakthrough. Come on now. There's been some folks here, you've been waiting 12 months, 12 years, 24 years, 30 years. I'm here to tell you your expectation is of him. As long as you stay in faith, don't let it be cut off. She was persistent. A woman of faith is persistent. 12 years she's persistent in faith. When a woman believes God, she is both persistent and insistent. Somebody say, I got to be persistent and insistent. She had unwavering expectation. Unwavering expectation is the ingredient for persistence. Now, somebody has said, I was with my daughter. We were on a trip recently, and we saw something. Somebody said, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing and accept different results. She said, "That's I don't know where whoever came up with that. That's not the definition of insanity." She's a psychology major, so that is not the official definition of insanity. And so she says, I don't know what, that's not the definition of insanity. So some people say this woman is insane. She's still believing for him. I mean, all this time, 12 years, it is what it is. Accept it. Accept this is your lot. Everybody ain't going to be rich. Everybody ain't going to get out of debt. Everybody's child is not going to be saved. See, right now, y'all ought to be saying the devil is a liar. Everybody don't get breakthrough. But Jesus said, knock, it shall be open. Seek, you shall find. Ask, you shall receive. And then he says something, we don't like to quote it because it messes with us. But what it ought to do is straighten our thinking out. He said, for everyone that asketh, receive it. But what? But Jesus said, well, what about so-and-so? I don't know about so-and-so. All I know, I got to stay in faith. Well, somebody else child, I don't know about somebody else's child, but I'm going to stay in faith for my child. But what about, listen, 1,000 fall on my side, 10,000 on my right hand, it shall not come down to me. I still believe God. Unwavering expectation is the ingredient for persistence. She wasn't insane. She believed God. So she kept doing the same thing. What was the same thing? Still believing God for my healing. Luke 18, verse 3-5, it says, and there was a widow in the city, remember? When Jesus says men ought always to pray and not faint. And this is the example he gives. He gives the example of a woman who's insistent and persistent. There's a woman in that city. She came to him and said, Lord, avenge me of my adversary. And this man said, I don't care nothing about people. I don't care nothing about God. He was an atheist. He was an agnostic. He was demonic. He didn't care anything about people. He didn't care anything about God. There was, it seemed like there was nothing good about this man. And he came and she kept coming. And he would not for a while respond to her. But the Bible says in Luke 18:4, but afterwards he said within himself, though I care nothing about God and I can have no regard for man. Yet, because this woman keep troubling me, I'm going to avenge her. Even though I don't like her, I'm going to avenge her. Even though she get on my nerves, I'm going to give her an answer, glory to God. Somebody say, anyway you bless me, I'll be satisfied. Your folks don't have to like you to bless you. You can still spend the blessing anyway. Luke 18 and 15:5 from the New Living Translation. This, the New Living Translation, y'all gotta see that. Y'all see that translation. Luke 18 and 5. This is what this man said about this woman. This woman is driving me crazy. Her persistence was wearing him down. Her persistence was working on his mind. I'm here to tell you, women of faith, when you stay in faith, God will work on people's mind. He will change their mind. Glory to God. Because promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. Promotion comes from the Lord. He put up down one, he raises up another. God is the king. God is the judge. God is the lawgiver. And if God get ready to bless you, even if folks don't like you, they can't stop your blessing, because you cannot curse what God has blessed. What you try to do to me, already done to you. This woman driving me crazy. He says, I'm going to see that she get justice. Just because she's wearing me out with her constant request. The Amplified, that verse says, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming. Or at the last, she come and rail on me. This woman going to break this door down and come up here and attack me. Let she rail on me or assault me. Look at this. Or strangle me. The enemy got scared, y'all. See, y'all got to get this. When you're a person of faith, what you scared of is scared of you. Okay. Remember what Rahab told the spies. 40 years prior, Joshua and Caleb said, let's go up, go in, and take the land at once. There'll be bread for us. 10 of them said, we can't do it. We're not able. They're giant. We're grasshoppers in their sight. 40 years later, when Joshua now gets ready to go in and send the spies, Rahab says, from the time we heard, you crossed the sea. Y'all ain't catching this. We've been expecting y'all to come. They were scared to go in, but the enemy was expecting them to come in. Somebody grab it. What you're scared of is already scared of you. What you're scared to go get is scared you about to come get it. So you might as well stay in faith, take a risk, and move forward. Somebody say, I'm going to move forward. Just like that Canaanite woman. Because when a woman believes God, she's insistent. She's persistent. This woman could have got mad at the judge and said, just talk about this judge. I'm going to see if I get him off the bench and all that. No. She just stayed in faith. Because let me tell you something, people of faith, women of faith, when you're in faith, you can't afford to be getting offended. Offense is an enemy to destiny. Offense will get you out the will of God. Offense will get you off God's path for your life. Offense will disconnect you from the very sponsor to your next level. Oh, come on. Y'all better listen to what I'm telling you. Offense will derail your calling. You can't afford to get offended. You got to get over it. Huh? Somebody say, you better get over it. Like the Canaanite woman. When a woman believes God, she's not easily offended. Heard somebody say this about offended. Because when you get offended, you get off and you end it. You offend it. Now you get off and you end it. I ain't coming back no more. I can't. can't believe Pastor Benny preached about that. I can't believe he didn't take my call. I can't believe they didn't make me the head usher. I can't believe that even though I can sing better than them, I'm always in the back. Can't nobody see me or hear me. They got me here in the back. Look, somebody said, you better get over it, get over it, get over it. God got something in store for you. You can't afford to get offended over this little petty stuff. When your healing is on the line, when your family's on the line, when your destiny's on the line. David said, you don't have to make me the head usher, just make me the doorkeeper. I'll be fine. Matthew 15. The Canaanite woman, woman of faith. She refused. She was insistent. She was persistent. She refused to get offended. This woman of Canaan came out of the coast. Matthew 15, 22. And she cried, Lord, have mercy on me. This woman's crying. Oh, Lord, thou son of David, my daughter. This ain't about me. You don't have to like me, but don't at least have mercy on children. My daughter is greatly vexed of a devil. Verse 23, but he answered her not a word. Have you ever been praying and feel like God is not answering you a word? That's why you got to know that you know that you know that Jesus said, thou hearest me always. And this is the confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, even if he ain't saying nothing back. That's a person of faith. He answered not a word. And then his disciples came and besought the Lord, send her away. Oh, it's like that. You send her. You ain't even looking at me. I'm just a her now, huh? Send her away. You can't even look at me. You gonna get your boys after me? You gonna bully me with your boys? Send her away, for she cried after her. But he answered and said, he's not even really directing it at her, at the situation. He answered, said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 25, woman of faith, then she came and she worshiped. Oh, if you want God to change his mind, start worshiping. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, we know God here is not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of him, it's something about worship that softens God. It's something about worship that makes God do stuff he wasn't really planning on doing. Something about worship that softens the heart of God. She started worshiping. She's like, oh, come on, get up, get up, get up. Don't do that. Because worship to Jesus is like kryptonite to Superman. He can't handle the worship. He got to come with his worship. Even though God hears complaints, and we know based upon Malachi 3, God hears complaints. He said, your words have been stout against me. While somebody's complaining, somebody's worshiping, God stops listening to the complaining and goes and starts paying close attention to the worshiper. Are y'all listening to me? The woman started worshiping, said, Lord, help me. And he said, he's weakening. He's weakening. He's getting soft. He says, it's not right. It's not right. It's not meat. It's not suitable. It's not in order for me to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. That would have been the end of it right there. Some of us, the finger would have came out. Oh, what you not going to do is call me no dog. Oh, no, what you not gonna do is disrespect me like that around all these people.
Women, God has endowed you with power and might to endure and overcome situations that may seem unbearable. You are more than able to withstand life's challenges. Doctors Herbert and Marcia Bailey and their ministry guests encourage you to be strong in the Lord because you have the faith and power to do so. Order this message today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Order the 2016 Women's Conference, Women of Faith and Power.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday, Women's Bible Study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.